This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Interesting news, engaging talk, and news that affects you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Coming up, a doubleheader this morning. First up, Bob Stenger, Umatilla County Historical Society Heritage Station Museum, here to tell us about, well, a very eventful weekend involving the Heritage Station Museum and the Historical Society. And then Roberta Lavador, Executive Director for the Pendleton Center for the Arts, will be joining us. Much to come, so stay with us.
Did you know street trees are regulated in the city of Pendleton? Permits are required to plant trees, and only certain types of trees can be planted. Street trees must be maintained to keep roadsides visible and sidewalks walkable. If you fail to maintain your trees, you may even be cited by the Pendleton Police Department. You can find details about street tree requirements and report an unmaintained or dangerous tree on the city of Pendleton's website. Just search street trees.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Thanks for joining us. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tessman, your host, and my first guest this morning is Bob Stenger. He is with the Umatilla County Historical Society and Heritage Station Museum. Bob, once again, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Well, tell us what's coming up.
Well, we've got a busy month for the month of June down at Heritage Station, and we start tomorrow with the annual Iron Show. This is the 19th annual presentation of the Iron Show, and we've grown from a little local Iron Show to a recognized on the West Coast Iron Show. People come from all over the Pacific Northwest, and some down from California, some from our side of the Rocky Mountains. So it's a grand show. It's free. It's in Roy Raley Park, and it's just one of the services that the Heritage Station, Umatilla County Historical Society do for the citizens of Pendleton and their members.
And Bob, that's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is
yes,
it not?
Okay. Yes, it's June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And it starts at 8 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's free. It's a family-friendly event, and we encourage people to come down and enjoy themselves. There'll be concession booths down there to refreshments, so you don't have to worry about being over hot. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful Eastern Oregon day, so come down to the Iron Show and learn a little.
All right, yeah. I drove by Roy Raley this morning on my way in, and things are already set up out there, and there's all kinds of stuff to see. And yeah, I invite everybody, as Bob is also inviting everybody, to go down and check that out. Bob, the old Iron Show, as you mentioned, has become quite a popular event, but it wouldn't be made possible without some premier sponsors. Who's helping put that on?
Well, it takes sponsors to put it on, because it is a rather expensive event to put on. And we have what we call premier sponsors, which is the RDO Equipment Company and Hill Meat Company. Then we have title sponsors, which include Olson's Auto Parts, Umatilla Electric Co-op, P.I. Rody Ranch, Packaging Corporation of America, and Hales Farm. So we wouldn't be able to do it without these sponsors, and we certainly appreciate their support. And so they just make Eastern Oregon and Pendleton a nicer place in which to live.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Heritage Station Museum itself, when it's open. And I always remember that the first Saturday of the month, there's something special.
Well, we always have the first Saturday of the month free. We're proud of our exhibits, and we want people to be able to see them, and we don't want money to be an obstacle, so we make the first Saturday of each month free to the families. And the hours are 10 to 4, and they're open Tuesday through Saturday.
All right. And then, boy, again, busy summer, and it's only the second day of June. June 10th, however, is going to be a special day at Heritage Station.
Let me get my note here. It's going to be Pioneer and Artisans Day at Heritage Station, which means that we'll have some commercial vendors there, but also amateur home do-it-yourself people that fabricate items, sewing, wooden things, iron things, and we will have them in the Julie Reese room and out in the lobby, and if it's a nice day outside. So it's we call it Pioneer Days, and it's been going for several years now, and it's just another thing to get people involved with our museum.
And again, I want to remind our listeners that Pioneer Day and Artisan Market at Heritage Station Museum is next Saturday, June 10th. And then coming up on June 27th, Terrific Tuesday, Bob.
Terrific Tuesday. We've got a program. Mark this down on your calendar, because Vic Cusera is going to give a talk on the Roundup and the Happy Canyon and the early days of Pendleton. Vic went to school here in Pendleton. His father worked for the telephone company, and then when he was through school, he moved out of town. And then several years ago, he came back and lived here for almost a year, writing a book on the activities in the Rivoli Theater and early entertainment in Pendleton. And he's a terrific speaker, and his field is terrific for this part of the country. So mark it down for Terrific Tuesday. Did I write down here? I didn't say when it starts.
6 p.m., Bob.
So 6 p.m. And he's a real good storyteller. He's got a real good subject, and everybody will thoroughly enjoy his presentation. So that's the 27th of June, and I guarantee you'll enjoy yourself.
And then last but not least, the community thrift shop.
Well, we have the community gift shop up on Southeast Court across from Banner Bank, and we moved there a year or so ago from down on Main Street. We had to expand, and we've got any kind of merchandise you can imagine. Clothing, adult, women, adult, men, children's, babies. We've got the home decor, front room decor, bedroom decor, just anything you kitchen equipment, anything you can imagine. It's for sale at the thrift shop. And we get our merchandise from donors and from the area when they out use some of their things and they need more space and they want to get rid of it. They can give it to the thrift shop, and the thrift shop, through volunteers, we sell it at a very reduced price, so everybody's happy with the thing, and the Historical Society ends up with operating cash. So it's up on Southeast Court, Southeast 2nd, across from the Banner Bank.
All right. Well, again, lots going on with the Umatilla County Historical Society and Heritage Station Museum. Again, today through Sunday, don't miss out the 19th annual Old Iron Show. It's happening at Roy Raley Park. Hours are 8 to 4. It's free and a family-friendly event. And again, lots to see, lots of educational elements to that as well. Well, Bob Stenger is my guest. Bob, thanks for coming in.
Well, I'm glad you make this time available
to us. Well, you are welcome. We'll talk to you again real soon. And that's going to wrap up this segment of the KOMA Coffee Hour. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk with Roberta Lavador, Executive Director for Pendleton Center for the Arts. She's coming up next.
The Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store, is proud to be part of this great community and part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand up when we hear the national anthem, put our hands on our hearts when we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thank God for everything He has given us. If you feel the same way, stop by and say hi to your neighbors at the Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store. God bless America. God bless you. And God bless beer.
Introducing Pendleton's newest downtown experience, the 1883 Wine Bar and Hamley Cafe. Wind down after work with our signature Tower of Sangria, a Hamley favorite tradition, returning with a bold blend of wines and fresh fruits served in a tall tower. You can also indulge in delicious bites, including charcuterie boards or small appetizer plates. Wild Horse Club Wild members receive a free gift with a $15 food purchase through June 10th. 1883 Wine Bar and Hamley Cafe, now open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
In the late 1800s and the early 1900s, wheat farmers used up to 40 mules to pull combines through the hills of wheat country. The Umatilla County Historical Society presents the 19th annual Old Iron Show. Experience the sights, sounds, and mechanical marvels which led those mules out of the fields for the last time. Tractors, engines, cars, trucks, horse-drawn, and hand-powered machinery will be on display at the free show June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Roy Raley Park, Pendleton.
Here at Mackay Creek Estates, we can't take you to Hawaii, but we can bring a taste of the islands to you. Join us on June 15th from 5 to 7 p.m. here at our community for a Hawaiian-themed luau. We'll have delicious island food, Polynesian dancers, a tiki bar, and more. While you're here, you'll be able to tour our community, meet our team, and learn more about our programming. For more information, visit prestigecare.com/Mackay Creek. Again, that's prestigecare.com/Mackay Creek.
Time to get the deck ready for summer. Zimmerman & Company True Value can get you started and has expert advice to give you a hand. Here's Terry to tell you more.
We've got all the sanding equipment, all the stains and deck paints.
Do you have a recommendation of when is a good time to paint?
Yeah, when it's above 65 degrees and humidity is, you know, relatively low. I think across the board, you want to make sure it's in between that like 65 to 90 pretty much.
Zimmerman & Company True Value. Open 7 days a week on Main Street in Pendleton.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning. Dan Chessman here, your host for the KUMA Coffee Hour. And my next guest this morning is Roberta Lavador, Executive Director for Pendleton Center for the Arts. And Roberta, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing up there?
Doing great and really enjoying this weather that we're having, and it's just a great time to get out and do things and see things. And well, I imagine it's also a good time to visit Pendleton Center for the Arts, as there's a new exhibit, I understand.
Yeah, we just opened that last night. So Judith Bauman, who is the master printer out at Crow Shadow, she, in addition to collaborating with visiting artists out there as a master printer, she has an active studio practice making her own work, which is amazing. And she curated this exhibit and invited Marwin Begay, who is a native artist from Oklahoma, who happens to be out at Crow Shadow doing an artist residency right now with Judith. His work by Kristen Surrett and Michael Sonicson are all hanging together in the gallery. And if you want to just have your breath taken away by walking in the gallery and seeing this work, man, it is. And each of the artists work in a very different way. but they're all devoted to printmaking as a medium, and these works on paper are just so yummy you can hardly take it.
Well, that sounds exciting, and I'm glad to hear that it's breathtaking and the reviews and stuff, and I invite everybody to get down and see that. Roberta?
Yeah, we had a nice group last night for the opening. It'll be on view through June 30th, and Judy and Marwin will be at the Art Center tomorrow on Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. for a free silkscreen demonstration, and people will be able to drop by, visit with them, and also print a little a keepsake of their own to take home.
Oh, now that's pretty exciting. I've done a little bit of silkscreen in the past, and it's quite a process, but I invite people to come out and check that out.
Yeah, you should do that. The we're able to do all of these activities through the help of Caldwell Baker Farley & Company, our sponsor for this exhibit. They are so generous. They've been longtime supporters of our exhibit program, and Jeff and the crew down there helped us out with this one, and so we've got a lot of, it's free to come in and see the exhibits, and it's free to come to this event on Saturday, 2 to 4.
All right, sounds good. And then, Roberta, tell us about this Career Opportunity Grants.
Oh, yeah. So we were really excited to see three Eastern Oregon artists. You know, I serve on the Oregon Arts Commission at the state level, and they have an amazing program called, one of their grant programs provides funding for artists to further their professional studio practices, their careers, and they have to be exceptional opportunities. Judy did an amazing job curating this exhibit and helping us with the outreach, helping us put things into context. So she received funding to support this exhibit, which we were really happy to see and really proud of her. I mean, her work stands on its own and is very, very deserving. It was really exciting to see that Zach Banks of the Oregon East Symphony received a grant to go do a project. I don't want to speak for him, but it was very deserved as well, and we were really glad to see him represented. And then Susan Merle, who's a very fine artist who is shown in the East Oregonian Gallery in La Grande, received a career opportunity grant as well. And so artists who are have an active studio practice, who see an exceptional opportunity that they would like to take advantage of, come and see me because I can help you. There are three cycles a year of that career opportunity grant panel, and we can connect you with applications and see if what you have in mind might be a good candidate to receive some funding.
All right. Well, it sounds good. Talking this morning with Roberta Lavadori, Executive Director for the Pendleton Center for the Arts. Going to take a quick break, come back, continue our conversation, so stay with us.
Catch the Coffee Hour on your phone. Download our free mobile app, My Columbia Basin.
Breaking news. The Port of Wawa and its partner Alaska Airlines are excited to announce the return of the second round-trip flight between Walla Walla and Seattle. This second flight commences on September 6, 2023 at the Walla Walla Regional Airport with an early a.m. departure and a late p.m. arrival. Let's rally around this expanded air service and fly Walla Walla. Book your tickets today at alaskaair.com. Remember, free parking.
Get around town for free. The City of Pendleton Letter Bus Transit is a bus system within the city limits and has 11 stops a day at 30 locations throughout town. Cost of the ride is free, and the bus operates 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. For route and schedule information, please visit our website at www.pendleton.or.us/transportation or call 541-276-6476. Letter Bus Transit is brought to you by the City of Pendleton.
Making pre-arrangements not only allows you to have control over your final wishes, but it also lifts the burden off of your loved ones. Here is Mike Turner with Pendleton Pioneer Chapel to tell you more.
Every time I pull out a pre-need that somebody has set up in advance, the family is so grateful because it removes the questions. So to set up something in advance, again, whether it's funded or not, is a great idea.
Mike and Michelle invite you to stop by and say hello at Pendleton Pioneer Chapel at 131 Southeast Byers Avenue in Pendleton.
Don't you just hate it when you wake up on a beautiful morning at a serene mountain lake and find a flat tire on your RV, your pickup, or boat trailer? Hi, Scott here with Pendleton Tire and Auto. Stop by and let us check your RV or boat tires, give you an honest assessment of the condition of your tires. We'll also check your wheel bearings and lights for free. If you need new tires, we have them in stock. By the way, how's your AC working? The summer heat's coming. Let's make sure you keep your cool this summer. Trust what you love to Pendleton Tire and Auto. Eastgate Pendleton, 276-2774.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Roberta Lavador, Executive Director, Center Pendleton Center for the Arts, my guest for the second part of the KUMA Coffee Hour. And Roberta, we were talking about the new exhibit and some of the other things happening, but you also got a poster contest.
We do. We were really proud to receive some funding through the Umatilla County Health Department to provide a poster contest for teenagers on the theme of anti-vaping, anti-smoking, and we've got some fabulous cash prizes. And so $500 for first place, $300 for second place, $200 third place, and then three honorable mention awards that have a cash prize as well. And so June 5th is the deadline. It's coming right up. Those posters can be digital or handcrafted, so they can be collage, marker, paint, or if you are working in Photoshop or Canva or other digital programs, you can create them digitally. And there's an entry form on our website. Our website is pendletonarts.org. And you'll see right at the bottom of the page, you'll see a big yellow flash that says Teen Poster Contest. And the entry forms are right there on the website. It is for teens 13 to 18. And we really look forward to seeing the entries. We're going to have a little event down in the Lorenzen Gallery, our gallery downstairs, to celebrate the winners on June 10th. And so we hope to get a lot of entries for that. Again, the deadline is June 5th, and so it is coming right up. We also have all the supplies that you might need to create artwork. So in the Creation Station, this grant helped us bring in all kinds of markers, materials, Sharpies, paints, collage materials. And so you can just come grab a pack of supplies, anything you might need to create your artwork. Take it home, do it there. Or you can do it right in our space in the Creation Station, and we would love to see what you come up with.
And remind our listeners again what the theme and what the poster has to be based on.
Yeah, so the theme is just looking at deterring teens and others from smoking and vaping. You know, I think the Umatilla County Health Department, I love their crew down there. They do such an outstanding job of really looking at the wellness of the community and things that contribute to that. And so we wanted to help out to publicize this. And we think that, you know, teens are in a great position to talk to other teens. And, and we have so many creative teens in the community. They have such an interesting voice, such an interesting point of view. And so we just wanted to see what they had to say.
Yeah, and with summer coming up, I imagine some teens could use a couple $100 of cash.
Yeah, well, if you're still gathering money for school and whatnot, I would really, really recommend it.
Absolutely. Well, Roberta, also coming up is some music. Tell us what you have in store.
Yeah, so we're really excited to have Karen Casey here. Karen is she is considered one of Ireland's finest singer-songwriters, and She is really a leader in Irish folk and traditional music scene in getting the visibility of women in that role more prominent. She has recently released a new album called Nine Apples of Gold and is touring it across the U.S., across the world. And she's accompanied by her band members on this tour who bring just a rich heritage of Irish traditional music to the scene. And, you know, I'm always amazed that we get connected with these musicians who are so out of our league, you know. But she is friends with April Birch, who is another virtuoso musician. And she said, hey, you're going to be going through the area. We love the Pendleton Center for the Arts. Get a hold of them, see if they have an opening on the stage. And, of course, we said yes. And so we're super excited to have Karen performing Tuesday, June 20th, 7 p.m. Tickets are just $15. You can get those on our website right now. And I think it's going to be a really, really great show. And we've had a lot of folk traditional musicians. I don't think we've ever had something specifically in this genre before, so I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. Well, sounds great. And Roberta, with summer, you know, it's already June. It's a busy month. Lots going on, graduations and weddings and so on. But it's also just a good time, and especially if this weather holds up the way it is, it's a good time to just get out and explore and try new things. Remind folks where the Pendleton Center for the Arts is located. And, you know, I guess if that gate's open, you're invited to check out the Art Center.
Absolutely. We are open from 10 to 4, Tuesday through Friday, noon to 4 on Saturday. And we have... On Saturdays, we have free classes for kids that start at 9:30, adults at 10:30. And like you said, a lot of times we're there in the evenings, we're there early. If the gates are open, even if it's outside of regular hours, come on in. And we really encourage, you know, the downtown is so walkable. And, you know, we've been walking from, you know, the Art Center down to Heritage Station, hitting all the little shops in between, grabbing a bite at one of those great restaurants. It's just, and this weather has just been delightful. And, you know, it's so nice to get out and take advantage of it before it gets too hot. Hopefully we'll have a nice summer. But yeah, and I'm always surprised. I run into friends I've known for years who have been to the Art Center many times. Somebody called the other day and said, now how much does it cost to... or do I have to be a member to do this, that, or the other thing? And you don't have to be a member. It's free to come in, see the exhibits, check out the Fine Craft Marketplace, do some shopping, go to the Creation Station. We've got a great exhibit in the building about our Carnegie Library building that people really enjoy. And so it's always free to come in. You don't have to be a member to take a class. Kate's got an amazing slate of classes that we're going to unveil in the next few days for summer and clear into fall, for youth, teens, and adults, a lot of which are free, a lot of which are very low cost. And so if you haven't been into the building before and you've always thought, oh, what is that? We're right across the bridge on Main Street in the old Carnegie Library building. Pop in and say hello. We'd love to show you around or just let you free range and explore. A lot of people do that. We have a lot of tourists in the building, a lot of regulars. And so just pop in and say hello next time you're downtown.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.